Dwyer issued the one-paragraph retraction Tuesday. In it, he says his belief that Cascade Creek LLC has been convicted of a felony was wrong. Dwyer says, quote, "I am now informed, and I believe that neither Cascade Creek LLC, Duff Mitchell, Mr. Fisher, or any of the principals of Cascade Creek LLC have ever been convicted of a felony." Dwyer and the other members of the City Council December 1st were giving their opinions on whether the city should cooperate with the company. Council members expressed little interest in working with Cascade Creek, which is seeking to develop hydropower plants in Thomas Bay on the mainland north of Petersburg. The city is also looking into a competing hydropower project there. Dwyer had no further comment on his retraction Wednesday. Cascade Creek's Duff Mitchell wrote to the city manager Friday demanding that the city correct the harm he says was done to the company because of the comments. Mitchell wrote that Dwyer's statements were calculated to damage the company's relationship with its investors, vendors, other communities, and state and federal officials. The parent company of Cascade Creek is a Bellingham, Washington company called Toll House Energy. Another Toll House subsidiary company is Whitewater Engineering. In 2000, Whitewater's president Tom Fisher pleaded no contest on behalf of that company to criminally negligent homicide, a Class B felony, in the death of one of its employees. The man was killed by an avalanche while working on a hydroelectric power project near Cordova. According to a State Department of Law report after the sentencing, the company failed to take adequate steps to protect the employee in an avalanche zone. Whitewater was later pardoned by Governor Frank Murkowski shortly before he left office. In his pardon, Murkowski wrote to Whitewater and the company's president, Tom Fisher, that a criminal conviction has serious implications for small businesses operating in Alaska. Whitewater was also named in a wrongful death lawsuit brought by the family of a Wrangell man killed while working on the power line near Wrangell in 1999. According to Toll House Energy's website, Tom Fisher is the founder of Whitewater Engineering and Toll House's president. And according to the state's Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing, Toll House owns just under 90% of Cascade Creek, the company looking to develop hydropower plants near Petersburg. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.